Blog Talk Radio.
So
join us tonight. Let me now. The prophet is here. Come on, just lift your hands. Worship him tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good evening. Hallelujah. Jesus, bless the Lord of my soul on tonight and all that within him. Bless his holy name. Amen. I don't know, are you all excited about what God has in store tonight for his sons and his daughters? Amen. We thank God tonight that knowing that we are his chosen disciples. Amen. So we just praise God for another opportunity that he allowed us to be together tonight. Amen. Again, I'm so excited to see whatever the Father has in store for his children tonight. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight, God. Father God, we just want to tell the Lord, thank you right now. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We worship your name, my God. We even glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, you said when praises go up, you said blessings shall come down. Hallelujah. Father God, that you say that you inhabit the praises of your peoples on tonight. Father God, we ask you to have your way tonight. Hallelujah. If you speak to me tonight, I'm just one of your chosen daughter. Hallelujah, God. I just want to tell the Lord, thank you that you allow us to be here one more opportunity just to be into your presence. Hallelujah. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. In your presence, that's peace. Hallelujah. God, we salute your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to tell the Lord, thank you. And God, whatever I say on tonight, oh God, you get the glory and you get all the honor and the praise. In the name of the precious Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm so excited tonight about this word on tonight. Hallelujah. Anytime we come into the presence of the Most High, anytime we come among our kingdom brothers and sisters, we should be so excited. Hallelujah. You know, the word come to excite them. The word come to light a fire in us for tonight. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My soul just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he done for Lisa, my soul cried out tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good on tonight. So, Father God, hallelujah. I praise you. I worship you. I magnify, glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that's healing, that's delivering. Oh, that's miracle, that's breakthrough in your name on tonight. Hallelujah. We call it on your name tonight, God. We realize that your name is a strong tower. Mama, whoo, Shabba. The righteous can run in and be saved tonight. So, Father, I just want to tell the Lord, thank you again. Oh, as I prepare myself for this word on tonight, woo, hallelujah, Jesus. I said, Lord, you know, time I bring a word before the people of God, I don't just come in my own power and my might, but I come in the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Amen. I'm just one of his vessels that he has set aside. A time is this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I preserve myself for God, for the kingdom of God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The all, the precious oil. It cost us a great price, a great sacrifice. We got to die daily. Hallelujah. Say, trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. He said, all our ways, if we acknowledge God, he will, he shall direct our path on tonight. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you for this word on tonight. It's going to fall on good ground. Praise God. Checking together. Running over. He shall call men. They're pouring into our bosom tonight. That's why I'm so excited what God is going to do tonight. I don't know about you all. You should be ready, prepared. God, I need a word tonight. What Prophet Lisa has for me tonight. We should all be coming expecting expectation tonight. God, I know she got a word for me. I've been waiting all week for this Thursday night to see what of the Father has in store. Much is given, much is required. Amen, somebody. Okay, here we go. We give a temperature to this word right now. St. Matthew 6:33, as our prayer, the Lord say, tell my people, seek me. That's good right there. See, whenever we have a desire, we have a need, we have a want, we need miracles, we need healing, we need breakthrough, we need manifestation. Come on, somebody. We need immediately. What we got to do? Seek God. Pray. Fast. Call on the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Whatever you need tonight, then he says, seek and you shall find. He said, knock, and the door shall be open. Come on, somebody. When the last time you seek God? When the last time you knock on the door of God's heart and say, God, it's me. It's me, oh God. It's me. Here I come again, God. Now, God, you told me to seek ye. Seek you, God, and I shall find. Now, God, you told me after I seek you, then I got a knock on the door. You said the door shall be open. Come on, somebody. When the Lord says shall, there's a commandment that God say, I got to do this for my daughter and my son on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's get to this word of God. St. Matthew 6:33. Here it is. Jesus is speaking. Jesus is speaking to you and me on tonight. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When Jesus speaks, he said, who that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you and me tonight? Are your ears attentive to the voice of God on tonight? Not to Lisa. I'm just a vessel, chosen vessel, that's going to release this word on tonight. But it's not me. God speak to his vessel. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Here we go. Say Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. This good right here. But seek ye first the kingdom. When we going through anything, when we facing any trials, come on, somebody. When you're facing whatever it is tonight, come on, you know tonight what you're standing in need of tonight. How we going to get our answer? But seek ye first. Do we always see God first? Let's be real. No, we don't. Come on, somebody. First thing we want to do, call our pastor, call our bishop, call our apostle, call my prayer warrior, call my intercessor. Come on. But what about seeking first the kingdom? What about seeking Jesus first? Come on, somebody. When we seek Jesus with our whole first, he said, but seek ye first. We don't do that. Come on, y'all, let's be real. We don't seek Jesus first. We must seek him second. Seek him third. But if we see Jesus, everything that we need when we go to our Father in that place, in our prayer closet, in our prayer chamber, we're going to get what we need. But we do not do that. Come on, somebody. When I get up at 3, 4, 5, 6 a.m. prayer, I'm calling people on the phone. You know what? I want them to connect. I want you to get what God is going to release. Because guess what? I make like 3 or 4 phone calls. If they don't answer, I'm going in. Come on. Because I know when God wakes us up that time of the morning, there's something the Father wants to release. There's something the Father wants to say. So this is what I do. praying, what I'm doing, I'm seeking the God. I'm seeking the kingdom of God first. God, what would you have me to pray? I pray for the fivefold ministry every morning. I cover the fivefold ministry in prayer. Come on, somebody, because the pastor, they go through much warfare. Come on. The Bible said the enemy are tight the head firm. We got to learn how to intervene. Stand in the gap for your pastor. Ask God, God, cover my pastor, God. I intercede. I stand in the gap. I block every blow. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When you got a prayer life with God, God will show you what the pastor is giving the faith, giving to go through. So he said, go into, make the warfare, begin to intercede. Stand in the gap. Block it. Psalms 91 said, no evil shall come and die the way to play. How can it not come? Because we in that secret place. Come on, somebody. He that dwelleth, my God. P-H mean, baby, you got to continue to dwell. Come on, somebody. Got to continue to seek, continue to pray, continue to fast. Come on, the Bible said, these times come through much faster than much prayer. But seek ye first the kingdom. Woo, hallelujah. Tonight, y'all better start seeking first the kingdom. Come on, somebody. I thank God I'm not the one that need to call my bishop for everything, my pastor, everything. Come on, because I know how to go into God for myself. Come on, somebody. We need to learn how to pray for yourself. Speak over yourself. I decree and declare, without going into my body, you got to get in line with the word of God. What I'm doing, but seeking, but seek, but seek, but seek first the kingdom of God. That's all God, Jesus said tonight, tell my people, but seek, but seek, but seek, but seek. But seek me, hear me. Come on, hallelujah. We can no longer put Jesus on our back burner. Jesus should be head. Jesus is the number one. Come on, somebody. Tonight the Father said, tell my people, but seek first his kingdom. Let thy kingdom be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day your daily bread. What does but mean? Except it is common use after the word, all in it. That's what the word but mean. Except it is a common use after the word, all in it. But I'm going to seek God. But God. But Jesus. But Lord. Tonight, people of God, let me tell you something. Seek God first. Everything we need, everything we face in the channel, the trial, the tribulation, the persecution, seek first the kingdom of God. What you need is in the kingdom. You need a righteous husband, righteous wife. Come on, somebody. You want your ministry to be righteous? Seek first the kingdom. Everything else going to be added to who? To you and me tonight. We got to learn how to seek God. Learn how to seek Jesus. Learn how to seek the Lord. You got to learn how to go in for yourself. What is your pastor? Ain't in the right place and in a position to pray for you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What if he's not in the right frame of mind to pray for you? Come on, somebody. You better learn how to pray for yourself. You better learn how to prophesy to yourself. Oh, my God. You better learn how to speak the word over your mind. If you decree and declare anything in the earth realm, the Father say he shall perform it. My God. Woo. Shama. Hey, my Tomoshake. Yeah, God. It's time, people of God. We got to rise up out of this pit and part. Come on. You don't need to go to your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, your overseer of everything. He says right here, Matthew 6:33. But seek. You seek the kingdom of God. How you going to know what God can do for you if you don't seek God, if you don't knock, if you don't ask Jesus, you don't ask God, you don't ask the Lord? How you going to know the power? Oh, my God. How you going to know the anointing that rests in your life if you don't exercise, you don't use the skill, you don't speak the word out of your mouth, you just can't speak out of your mouth upon the power, upon the authority, upon the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible say the anointing of God comes to describe in your my God. Oh my Shanto. Yes, God, I hear the Lord. My nana says, hey, oh, Shabba, help me to calm down, Holy Ghost. But anytime you talk about the word of God, this is what happened. There's a shift take place in your life. My toe, by yebe. Oh, Shabba. Oh, God, somebody better help me tonight. Jesus, my God, let me calm down, Lisa. Ooh, let me take a breath. Breathe in and breathe out. My mind. Yeah, God. Except it is all common, use up the word all in it. What do the word seek mean? I'm going to help you tonight. Seek means to attempt to find something. When we do something in our house, what are we going to do? First and foremost, what we should do, Holy Ghost. Now, I know I came in the house. I went in the kitchen. I went in the bedroom. I went in the bathroom. Now, Holy Ghost, I need you to help me to find my car keys. Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me. I won't be frustrated. I don't have to tear my whole house up. If just help me. And then what the Lord going to say? Let me tell you something. That's why I lost my car key last week. I was rushing, came in the house, put the car keys in my rocking chair. Inside a pan. Couldn't find my car keys. Oh, my God, where my car keys? Oh, my, thank God I got a second vehicle. But them keys I needed because them keys needs, I had locked, had some door had to be unlocked. I need this key. Got by the bed early that morning. Okay, God, let me go back. Go back, Lisa. What you do when you walk in the house? Okay, I walk in the house. Just putting stuff down. So I said, the Holy Ghost said, walk in your living room, move the bags around. When you move the bags around, your keys going to be laying inside of that black pan. There go my car keys. But I asked the Holy Ghost, Lord, bring back to my memories. When I came in the house, I was rushing. I was putting bags down. You know, that's why I got to bed early that morning because I know I had to find them car keys before I walk out the door. So what I did, I began to seek first, asking God, Holy Ghost, now you said you'll bring all things back to my remembrance. So, Lord, I need them keys. I know I had them, okay? I found the key. We know about my father's business. You know what? Because I took time out to seek God. I took time out to acknowledge God. I took time to ask God, help me to find them keys. We have to go back and program our mind and say, when I came in the house, what was the first thing I do? And guess what? The Holy Spirit said he would lead and guide us to what? All truth. So seek means to attempt to find something, to go and search, are seeking the truth, trying to find or discover, to orient yourself to God and to pursue God rather than other goals. Uh-oh. How can we pursue God for other goals until we do what? But seek ye first the kingdom of God. All the righteous things. All the righteous things and all these things shall be added unto who? You and me. We can have goals. We got to have goals. We should be dreaming. We should have a vision. But you got to put the vision before God. You still got to go back and seek first the kingdom of God. I present this vision. I present this goal. I present this to you. And then we have to learn how to wait on God. Jesus, God, to who? Direct us what to do. So in the meantime, while we wait, what are we doing? Seeking first the kingdom. See, we got to change the way we've been doing things, how we've been saying things. You don't need to go to your pastor, your bishop, for everything. Come on. See, some of us don't make our pastor, our bishop, out of God. God say, you can't put nobody before me. I just said earlier, what if your bishop, your pastor's not in a place, not in a position, he ain't pray, he ain't fast, he ain't see God, he can't help you. So that's why we got to have our own prayer life. You got to have your own intimate time with God for yourself. You got to know who God is. You got to know who Jesus is. You got to know who Lord is for yourself. How can you gonna know who he is if you don't spend no time with him? Early in the morning, get up and pray. Don't lay in that bed and say, God, I'm sleeping. Lots of time, I don't want to give out my bed. He can't give out that bed, Lisa. Go in that room, get on your face. I don't question the Father. I go in there, put my prayer shawl on, put a cover over me, and I'm going in. I'm interceding for people. I'm praying for people. I'm different ones. As I pray for that people, so God began to speak to me and say, this is why you had to get out your bed and pray. This morning, praying for this evangelist. God said she needed to be strengthened. She said, woman of God, I'm glad you called me on the phone. I needed this prayer. Come on. See, we got to be led by the Spirit of God. Who shall we pray for? Come on. Woo, hallelujah. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. I called this morning, like, people on the phone. I think about four people on the phone. They were asleep. The Lord said, call this one. Answer the call. You know why? Because she had a need. Urgency. She needed to be strengthened. She needed to be spoke over her life this morning and earlier this morning. But what if I was into myself? What if I was selfish and say, I'm just going to go in and pray for myself? I'm never praying for myself. I pray for other people. Because God said, whatever you may have for Lisa, for somebody else, God said, he's going to make it happen for you and me. But we got to learn how to see first the kingdom. Put God first. Put God ahead of your life. I don't care what you're facing tonight, what you're going through tonight, what you done been through, what you got to go through. Come on, somebody. If you seek first the kingdom of God, he's going to give you your answer in your quiet time. Come on, hallelujah. How do I know? I always pray. I fast. I said, Lord, today. Lord, I didn't fast Monday. I ain't fast Tuesday. I ain't fast Wednesday. So God said, okay. This is the fourth day. He said, now, you know, every week you give me 2 or 3 days of fasting. You know why? Because I have a need, an urgency. I have a need for God. I need more God. He said, those who are hungry and thirst after righteousness, then he said, we shall be filled. How are we going to get filled if we start to eat? Crucify your flesh. Tell your flesh, I'm fasting today. Come on, somebody. You got to control your own mind. You control your own body. Today, God, I owe you a fast. Come on. I ain't fast, Lord. I ain't fast. This is almost the fourth day. I can't afford to go without fasting. Because he said, these kind of fasting and much prayer. Come on. The anointing on my life, I got to stay praying them. I got to stay fasting. Come on, somebody. I can't go where I want to go. I can't connect who I want to connect with. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The oil, the anointing of our life, we pay daily. But see, first the kingdom. Tonight, people of God, see first the kingdom of God. Go to your pastor later. Sometimes we need to leave the pastors alone. We need to be praying for the pastor, strengthen that pastor. Oh, God, give him a greater discernment of spirit. Oh, God, give him more wisdom. Oh, God, give him more knowledge. Give him more revelation. Right now, God, I intercede. I stand in the gap of my pastor. I block every blow, God. I cast every assignment of the enemy. How you going to cast assignment? Well, you ain't got no prayer life. You ain't fasting. You ain't praying, seeking God. How you going to catch something? How you going to block something when you ain't spending no time with God? Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, you got to wake up. God said, wake up. My people are sleeping. God calling for the waiting women. God calling for the morning women. Get in your place. Get in your position. Lay before God. Begin to call on the name of Jesus. My God. Huh? Yabo. Ooh, he called for the midwife. Where's the midwife at? Oh, my God. When the baby get ready to come, you got to cut the baby. You got to cut. When the water breaks, it's time to punch. Come on, somebody. You can't let everybody cut the tonight. Oh, my God, my God, my God. His presence. His presence is so necessary to receive anything, but just to be with him, to seek his hand, is to come after him for something. This is what I have need of, Father. God, you told me, say in Matthew 6:33, but seek you first the kingdom. Lord, I have a desire. God, I have a need. God, I have a want. God, I got this to be taken care of. God, I don't have the finance right now. I don't know what's coming for. But God, you told me, but seek you first the kingdom of God. And you said, God, you said, seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus, this is your righteousness. This is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. See, get him back his word. Jesus, you said about seek you first the kingdom of God. And you said your righteousness and all these things, what the things, it's an excellent, come on somebody, what the things tonight you desire. What do you think you want from your daddy? See, I call him my daddy, because he know my name. Ooh, hallelujah. Do your daddy know your name tonight? Hallelujah. Will you come in the presence of the Most High God? Can he say, that's my daughter Lisa. That's my friend Lisa. She coming to me by no houses, no money, no car. She coming seeking first the kingdom of God. All I want, God, is more you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give myself away tonight, God. The song that make me over again. Woo! How about tonight we need to be made over again? Come on, hallelujah. And the Bible says we're going to be made over again. We got too many people that we've been connected with. Their spirit is still on us. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, guard your ear gate. Guard your heart. Guard your spirit. Guard your anointing. Oh, my God. You can't let everybody speak in your ear gate. Woo. My, so bullshit, dude. You better take prophesying over your life. You better check out their fruit, check out their character, check out their lifestyle. Is they in line with God? Are they righteous? Are they holy? Are they pure? They purification? Woo! My God, hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Oh, my God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on this line tonight. Somebody better help me tonight. Oh, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. How do we seek God with your whole heart? Uh-oh, that's good right there. How do we seek God with our whole heart? You got to give God your whole heart. That's why I say I keep myself away. But are you really doing it for real? We sing the song, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. And God said, for the last time you gave yourself away from me, are you for real? Y'all better help me tonight, Jesus. He said, seek God with your whole heart, done with our thoughts. The word is on him, his holiness, godness, and love, and mercy, and brooding. Then we reply to his perfection with prayer. Ephesians 2 and 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sin. Oh, my God. Did y'all just y'all to hear what the Lord say? He loved you and me. Even when we were dead in sin, God still loved us. Come on, somebody. You know why he loved you and me tonight? Because God said, I know after a while, you're going to get kind of wallowing in that same sin, because sin stank in God's nostrils. So he said, even when you was in your sin, when you were in your mess, when you were jacked up, you were towed up from the floor to the ceiling, from the back door, the front door, the side door, he said, I still love you. Come on, somebody. Now, that's what Ephesians 2 and 4 say. Well, let anybody tell you that God don't love you. He said, even though you in sin, I still love you. You know what he's saying? I'm going to give you another chance. change come about where you at. See, you, tonight, we better thank God tonight that God don't judge us like women or men. He said, I look at the heart of the woman of the man. And I know one day they're going to get tired of doing what they're doing. And they're going to say, God, honey, Joe, Charlie, Sue, Mary, I can't do this no more. The Bible said better marry than to burn. Come on, if you love me, if you tell you love me, baby, we need to go on to the courthouse to get your marriage license, find us a bishop or pastor that marriage up, and we're going to do this thing right. We can't help what we did, but we're going to help what we're going to do from now on. So Revelation 2 and 4 said God loved them even when we was in our sin. Even when we were dead in our sin. Uh-oh. And he had quickened us together. Christ, by righteousness, 1 Timothy 6:11 says, the eyes of the Lord are on who? The righteous. So you're saying, Lord, your eyes is up on me. Yes. He said, his ear is attentive unto the righteous cry, the righteous prayer. God said hi. God look low. He have eyes in all place. He see all. He knows all. So guess what? We can't hide from what we're doing. Because God said, I got eyes in all place. What we got to do, we got to repent. We got to repent, turn, change. We can't keep doing the same thing, keep giving to God. Lord, our God, forgive me. He said, honey, more time, I got to keep forgiving you. Come on. He said, now, I don't give you grace and mercy. Ephesians 2 and 4 said right here, he said he quickened us together when Christ by his righteousness. Even when we were dead in sin, he said, I still love you. Come on, y'all. When we was in our sin, God said, I still love you. Yes, I know you mess up. Mm-hmm. But I still love you. You know why? Because God know one day we all were going to get tired of what we was doing. Let me tell you something, people of God. I don't care how many you say, I'm sick and tired. You can say all that day long, but when you truly sincere from your heart, you're going to get up and you're going to do something. Stop saying you're sick and tired and you keep doing the same old thing. You're not sick and tired. When you're sick and tired, you're going to make a move. You're going to make a change, make a decision. God, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. I cannot do this in my own power. But God, you said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. God, I need you to strengthen me right now. I got to make a major decision. I got to make some choices. And God, my flesh don't want me to do it. That's a warning. Always in our flesh. The Bible says when I try to do good, evil is always present. But God said, I'm thy present God. He said he will never leave us, nor will he forsake them. Proverbs 21:21. Whoever pursues righteousness and love find a life, prosperity. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are attended to their craft. I just told you that, right? Psalm 34:15. Psalm 34:15. I'll say it again. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Now, let me tell you something tonight. Right there, I will check myself right now. Lord, God, Jesus, am I righteous? God, because you just said Psalm 34:15. That the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. So you telling me all I got to do is change my wicked ways, my cruel ways. God, I just got to get righteous before you, and you telling me that your ears are attentive to my cry? He said, yes, I hear you. I hear your crying. I hear your prayers. He said, his ears attend to our ears. Come on, somebody. Come on. Oh, he said tonight, righteous. Get in right standing with me. Get in the right place with me. And he said, stand on Psalm 34:15. That's good, y'all. Right there. I'm giving y'all some good notes tonight. I'm telling you, God gave all this to me to share with you all tonight. I'm telling the people, so God, tonight we're going to change. After tonight, we're going to make a change. We're going to see first the kingdom of God. What you need is in the kingdom. your house from hiking up, finances, is that doing right? What you got to do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he said all these things shall be added unto you. What you need, what your desire, what you want. He said in the word of God, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he said, I will give you your very heart desire. He said again, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. So what are we facing? What are we going through? The Lord said, my eyes are on you, baby. I hear you crying. I hear your prayer. I heard you. When you went in that secret place, you began to call on the name of Jesus. He said, I was right there with you. He said, when you came in that secret place, I was there waiting on you to come. The Father say, ask me, what do you have need on tonight? Whatever you need tonight, baby, you got to see first the kingdom of God. Whatever it is, see first the kingdom of God. Stop telling everybody what God is sharing with you. Stop sharing your vision. Stop sharing your goal. Stop sharing it with people. I don't share it until I get it. Then I'm going to come back and say, this is what the Lord told me to do. This is what I went. When I ever got my G, I didn't tell nobody. I went and got it. When I purchased it, put it in my driveway, this is what the Lord told me to go get today. I need to call my bishop. Oh, bishop, I need you to pray, touch and grieve in me right now. God told me to go get me a G, and I don't know, God, if it's God or not. I don't know, should I do it? Oh, Jesus, you ain't ready. You ain't ready, baby. How you going to say God told you to go get this and get this, but then you call your bishop on the phone crying like a baby, talking about, I ain't sure God told me to do it. You know why you ain't sure? Because you ain't just did what Satan, Matthew 6:33 say, but seek you first the kingdom. Not seek your bishop, not seek your pastor, not seek your apostle, don't seek your elder, your prayer partner, intercessor. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God. When I want something, honey, I ain't got time to call about on the phone. I know who my daddy is. I know who my daddy is. I know when my daddy tell me to move, I move quickly. He said, whatever you going to do, do it quickly. So I go tonight, God told us to do something. We did it. You know what? Because we're alive in fear. Uh-oh. Fear. Fear. Fear come to creep you. It come to paralyze you. It come to get you out of your place, out of your position. Fear come to almost destroy and take your mind. It come to handicap you. Because you walking in fear. How can you got faith if you walking in fear? Come on, somebody. It don't work, baby. You got to get rid of that fear. How you know when God is speaking to you, when you allow fear to grip you and tell you you can't do it? But I just said that my Bible said I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. So you got capability to do whatever God said do. How are you going to do it when you don't even know the voice of God? You don't know the voice of Jesus. You don't know the voice of the Lord. I thought Jesus said, no, baby. Ain't no thought. When Jesus speaks, you will know when Jesus speaks. How we know when Jesus speaks? His voice is quiet. There's a peace come up on us. There's a calmness come up on us. Jesus speaks in when we silent, when we can get into the presence of the Most High God. Jesus speaks to us in silence. But he said, who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? How you know Jesus is speaking to you when you can't even, you got so much going on, your mind is so cluttered up, you got so many things on your mind, come on. He said, my sheep know my voice, a stranger they will not follow. You better know the voice of Jesus for yourself. I'm telling people, so God, we better start going to these pastors for everything. You better start going to these prayer partners, intercession. You better go back and do what St. Matthew 6:33 said. If you do what he said, this is what he's saying. He said, and all these things shall be added unto you. You got to seek first the kingdom. What you mean? I got to go on and seek God. I got to go pray. I got to go fast.
get on my face, get on my knee. I got to see first the kingdom of God. He come for see first the kingdom of God. He said he going to add all these things to me. Woo! Somebody better say hallelujah right there. Somebody better catch this tonight. I'm telling y'all, this is all we got to do. Everything I got, guess what I did? Seek first the kingdom. God, when I shall make this move? Jesus, when shall I go? He said, if I lead you, but you got to follow. When Jesus tell me to move, I move. When Jesus says, release the seed, I release the seed. Come on, somebody. He said, he gives seed to the sower, but you can't put your seed in the wrong ground, in the right sower. You wonder why you ain't reap nothing? Go back and see where you put your seed at. And then again, we got to name our seed. Put your seed on assignment. Come on, I begin to tell God this week, God, I'm a tithe payer. God, I'm up in payer. I need you to cancel this debt, God. God, I'm a tithe payer, God. You said if I pay my tithes and my offering, you'll rebuke the visor for my sake. That's how we got to talk to Jesus. Come on. You know you're a tithe payer. You know you get offered up in a bar. Come on. Go back and tell Jesus. This is what you said. Come on. Get him back his word. Remind him what he said. He said, ooh, I got to do this for my daughter, my son, because they're giving me right my own word. I tell him all the time, God, this is what you said. Jesus, you told me to do this. Now, God, you say in the book of Psalms, you ain't going to bring no shame on me. Uh-huh. When I went to go get my Jeep, God said, I need you to get out your city. I'm going to tell you where to go get your Jeep at. And when you get there, you're going to call favor of God upon your life. When I walked through that door, I told the people of God, this is where I'm going to pay for my Jeep, the one I'm going to put down on him. If you can't mess this right here, I'm going somewhere else. The man said, He said, what's what you need? I told him what I want. I don't want no 2017, no 2018, no 2019. I need a 2020, 21, 22. I ain't going down. When God say upgrade, baby, how you going to degrade when God said time to upgrade? Ain't nobody listening tonight. We got to be the first partaker. We got to be the first one say, look what God told me to go do. Here it is right here. When God told me, Lisa, back in 2 months ago, it's time for you to upgrade. God allow my car to tear up, to go in the shop, so I can go get me another vehicle. He said, what you going to do now? Now get car in the shop. You know I'm going to call to get it fixed. You don't know when it's going to be done. Now what you going to do? I got my daughter car, and I roll out of town. I was riding, baby. Me and Jesus, the Holy Ghost. You're going to lead me to this car lot. He said, I'm going to tell you where to go. I went outside. This ain't it. Did I not tell you? I don't want a 2017. I don't want no 18. I don't want no 19. It's going to be a 20, 20, 21, 22. You can't tell me what I want. I'm not selling. I'm going to select what I want because my daddy, he sent me him. And I got the down payment. You ain't got to worry about that, baby. Come on, somebody. When your daddy sent us somewhere, he got us already ready. He don't send us nowhere in no blind places. He said, I'll provide for you. I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I'm your El Shaddai. My God, tonight, hallelujah, we got to upgrade. Step out on faith. Don't be wavering. Don't be down. Come on, somebody. I'm very careful who I pray with. I'm sorry, y'all. Everybody ain't praying for us for real. Come on. You have to be careful who you lie to touch and agree with you. The Bible said in any one or two touch and agree, anything in the earth realm, the Father said he will be in the midst. You got to be careful with that right there. How you know to touch and greet you for real? You know how you're going to know? When you begin to pray, they pray for you. That baby in your belly is going to begin to leap. Ooh, I felt that. Ha! How you feel it? The baby begin to leap in your belly. Ooh, my God. I'm almost done, y'all. Here we go. St. Matthew 7, verse 8. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Uh-oh. Unto you, everyone that asks, receive it. Y'all better catch it now. Catch this. For everyone that asks, receive it. You got to ask in faith. You got to ask, believe. You got to ask and trust him. Now, God, you said everyone that asks, receive it. T-H. You're going to continue to receive. Continue to receive your blessings. Receive your miracles. Receive your healing. The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. What he say? Just believe. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knock, continue. T-H. I'm continuing to knock. Here I go again, Jesus. I'm back again, Jesus. Yes, because you told me to continue to see, continue to knock. So I'm doing what you said, 2 Matthew 7 and verse 8. Give him back his word. Jesus going to say, girl, you bad. Come on. Jesus said, baby, come on. You right. I said it. Mm-hmm. I said it. Give him back his word. Give what you said. 2 Matthew 7, verse 8. You told me if I continue to knock, everyone that asks, he's everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seek it, find, and to him that knocking, it shall be open. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, give, and it will come back to me. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. That's what you say. Woo, hallelujah, Jesus. He said, seek his son, and to him that knock, it shall be open. Something can be found if it is looked for. Daddy, Jesus. God, Lord, you said in St. Matthew 7 and 8, you told me to ask first. Here I am, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I come before you right now, God. I repent right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said repent now, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I ask you right now, Father God, that you examine me, God. I'm coming before you with a petition, a grant, supplication, request. I'm asking you, God. For this, just what you said in Matthew 7 and 8, ask and it shall be given. So, Father, Jesus, I'm asking you, guess what? He got to do it. Give him back his word. Come on. Open up your Bible. Pray this right here. Pray it. What you saying? You said this is saying Matthew 7 and 8. All I'm doing, I just give you back your word, Jesus. I'm doing what you told me to do. You told me to ask. You said give. You told me to see. You shall find. Now, and it shall be open. I'm just only doing what you told me to do. Jesus said, I got to do it. You're right. My word, it don't lie. Whatever God said, he said, whatever God said, whatever I started in your life, I shall complete it. God don't start nothing and do not complete it. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we don't complete the assignment. You know what? We get wavy, we get frustrated, we get irritated, we get aggravated, and you're going to tell your Jesus, I can't do this. Jesus said, whatever I start, I complete it. Then he said, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that shall endure to the end. We don't want to endure. Come on, somebody. We don't want to go through nothing. Ooh, my God. Push beyond your pain. Push beyond your frustration. Push beyond your aggravation. Hallelujah. Anytime frustration comes, your miracle, your breakthrough is right at the door. Oh, my God. Push beyond your pain. Oh, my God. Even this week, I was with a major pain in my right feet. What I did, push beyond my pain. I laid in my bed, cried, called on the name of Jesus. God, if you don't do it, it can't be done. I kept pushing. I had someone praying for me. But he said, your faith. Gonna heal your right foot, your right leg. They just in agreement with you. What you gonna do? I kept pushing. I was hurting. Kept pushing. I ain't gonna stop. I gotta hop in the kitchen. I gotta hop in the bathroom. I gotta hop. I'm gonna keep doing. I pushed beyond my pain this week. Pain hurts, But you got to push. Push beyond your pain. Push beyond persecution. Don't you know they lied on Jesus? They're going to lie to you, you and me. Come on. He was persecuted. Didn't know if what he said, they did it to me, they're going to do it unto you. Come on. We got to stop crying. Stop crying like babies. We got to stop crying and stop mumbling. Come on, somebody. Learn how to push beyond your pain. Push beyond your frustration. It ain't about what about to think about you. They talk about Jesus. They don't talk about you and me. If ain't nobody talking about you, check yourself. See, why nobody talking about me? Come on, somebody. When you live in righteousness for God, they going to talk about you. When the enemy comes, he can't find it to own them because you got to keep your door closed. Son of the enemy mouth. Son of the lion mouth. Come on, somebody. You got to raise up in your authority. Raise up in your power. Raise up in your intercessor. You a warrior. What do a warrior do? A warrior fight. Come on, somebody. Tonight, the Lord is saying, tell my people, just seek me. If you seek God with your whole heart, he said, all you want to see, God said, I'm going to give it to you. You ain't got to go ask man or woman for what you need. What you need is in the kingdom of God. What we need, we got power. We got authority. We got access. We got key to unlock major door for us. Exercise your faith. Release your faith tonight. Come on, somebody. Tonight, I'm telling you, kingdom of God. We're not going to seek nobody else. We're going to see first the kingdom of God. All these righteous things, it's going to be, I don't want nothing if it ain't righteous. Come on. Everything I want from God, I want to be righteous. I want to be fruitful and fruitful. Come on, somebody. Tonight I had a bag of lemons. Oh, take me and my grandbaby. And the Lord said, look at that bag of lemon in that bag. I got out of that bag, took it out. Got rid of it. If I left that lemon in that bag, after a while, that bad lemon is going to go on the other four lemons. Because after a while, the bad one is going to spread. We got to be watchful. I'm going to help somebody tonight right here. You better watch them bad fruits that you've been around. You wonder why you ain't burned. You wonder why you ain't growing. You wonder why you still in the same you was at last year. Because you hang around bad fruits. The word of God said if your tree is not bearing fruit, you need to cut it down. You better be careful who you hanging around that ain't bearing no fruit. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Your conversation will be edifying to one another. We share the word of God. That baby in our belly began to leak. So all this doing is bad witness. Again, what bad fruit you been hanging around? We know a lemon is very sour. All that one is a lemon. Maybe some homemade lemonade. Put it in me some tea. I'll put in me some green tea. I'm going to add some honey with it. I don't want no sour lemon. I want something sweet. I want to taste the lemon, but I don't want the sour in my mouth. Woo! Somebody tonight, you got sour lemons in your mouth. That's why you tasting all this sour stuff. Who are you? Who you been appetite that's sour? Woo! My God on tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want to be around somebody that I can say, oh, baby, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want you to say, honey, I don't taste him. I don't try it. And I know he good. How I know he good? I tried him just 2 minutes ago. And I know my data told me to do so and so. Let me tell you something, people of God. I'm getting ready to close. You better seek first the kingdom of God. Whatever you need on tonight, let's go bite. First of God, we got to repent. Number one, for putting people up before God. We did not seek God. We did not seek first the kingdom. We got to be real. We, even me, I didn't do it, but now you know what I'm doing now? I'm going in prayer. I'm going in my little prayer room. I got set aside. for me and Jesus. When I go in there, my dad is right there waiting on me. He tell me to lay a certain way, and I keep the pillow a certain way. I got an oil on the dresser. He said, anoint your feet 2 times, anoint your forehead. Let me tell you something, y'all. We got to be careful. I'm giving the clothes. I'm going to say the 2 things. If I'm going to close. Be careful who's sending us all in the mail. Uh-huh. You better hear me. Hear me. People say they're praying over the oil. It's blessed oil. You better pray, and you better, before you open up that oil, you better seek first the kingdom of God. God, anything in this oil, he going to tell you. Somebody sent me some oil. The Holy Ghost said, pour that oil out. That oil, it ain't good. If it been contaminated, it come to do something to whoever you give that oil to. And God said, if you pass that oil out, I'm going to call you to accountability. He said, pour that oil out. You don't know what kind of praying they prayed over that oil. Come on, somebody. You know what I do now, y'all? When I buy my own, when I buy some oil, I pray on my own oil. You got to be careful who praying over your oil. Who praying over your prayer cloth? You don't know what prayer they praying. Are they righteous? Are they fruitful? Are they living their life? Do you see fruits in their life? Have you saw some miracles? Have you saw anything happen since you've been around that person? The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Have you saw anything happen yet in that ministry? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm getting rid of that oil. God told me to pour it out. Don't you use that oil. Don't you pass oil to nobody. How did I hear the voice of God? Because I was concerned about the oil. For a long time, I put up in the closet. I never opened up the envelope. The Lord said, open up the envelope. He said, pour that oil out. You got to get rid of that oil. It was sent to me to pass out to different people. But I thank God I didn't do it. We got to be so quickly to make a quick move. What if I would have got the oil when it came 2 months ago and would have distributed the oil out? How enough people might have got sick, got afflicted. They could have died. Because God said, you gave the oil out and you didn't seek me first. You didn't pray over the oil. You didn't ask me if it's all blessed and it's anything that's all. He said, no. See, that's why we got to go back before we do anything, y'all. Let's go back. Seek first the kingdom of God. Be careful. In this season, we got to be extra, extra careful. Who we connecting ourselves with? Who we in line with? We got to be careful. Oh, even who we let cover us. You better ask the Holy Ghost, lead and guide me. Should I let him cover me? Should I let her cover me? You need to check out the fruit. Check out the ministry. Is the ministry growing? Is in the fruit there? The Spirit of God is there? It's the anointing of God? Number one, I need to know it's God there. Ooh, hallelujah. Well, the person of God is not there. I don't want to be. Some person of God said, Ichabod, it's in the house. What that mean? The person of God have left the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. All I can say, hallelujah tonight. Oh, my God, I pray y'all this word has blessed y'all on tonight. It began with me first. Lisa, you got to continue to see first the kingdom. I'm telling y'all right now. I said, God, help me, Jesus. Help me to seek you first. Everything else you said is going to be added unto Lisa. All the righteous things, you said you're going to add it. Didn't I just read y'all Saint Matthew 7:7-8? He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Now, and the door shall be open. You shall receive. It shall be open. There's some doors God has held back from us. Which one they had not opened up yet? Because we're not in the right place. We're not in the right position. We're not connected to the right person. So some door God said, I have not opened up for you yet. I could have been did it. You don't need man approval. You need God approval. Come on, somebody. We got to have a ministry outside of the midst that we in. I thank God for Pastor E. Hamilton. I thank God for the Not Network. I thank God that he saw something in me. Come on, somebody. And he said, I'm gonna give her a night. He saw God in me. He saw the Jesus in me. He saw my spirit. He saw my fruits. Come on, somebody. We got to be careful who we label ourselves with. Be careful who we connect ourselves with. I'm going to keep telling y'all this tonight. We got to be careful what's in our ear gate. Everybody itching for a word. Stop following all these prophets. I told another friend of mine, you better be careful, run behind all these prophets. You need to start running for a word. Open up this 66 book. He'll prophesy to you tonight. I just read tonight. Say Matthew. Jesus is speaking. Jesus is prophesying. He's telling you what we have to do. Then he say, this is what I'm going to do. Get in line. Get in place. Get in position. Stop letting this stuff you go through to get you out. Then he said, the light of flesh and honor going to last for a moment. How long do you want it to last? Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, right now I pray tonight this word had touched your people's heart, touched their mind and their spirit. Help them to open up, God. Help them to digest this word on tonight. It's on good grounds, God. Now, God, after we receive this word on tonight, are we going to walk in total obedience unto you? Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to their own understanding. All your ways, if you acknowledge me, oh, my God, I shall direct your path tonight. I decree and declare tonight, if we obey tonight what Jesus is saying, he said, I'm going to add all the righteous things unto you. You ain't got to pay for it. You ain't got to beg. You ain't got to do all the hollering and crying. Jesus said, it ain't necessary, baby. Just ask me. Ah! Ask me, believe. Have faith and believe in me. Come on. How can you have faith when you're walking in fear? How can you have faith when you're walking in doubt? It don't work, baby. You got to get rid of that fear. Get rid of that doubt. God, you said this. You said this. You said this. Tonight, I pray, let this word absorb you, let it examine you. Oh, my God, I tell you, God is a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. God been good to Lisa Harris, I promise you. Come on, somebody. Ain't nobody tell it, I can tell it. Come on, because you know why? I see first the kingdom of God. All the righteous things shall be air. I love my pastor. I love my bishop. I don't put him before God. That's why we don't need to get so close to these leaders. Mm-mm. Don't get so close to your pastor that you can't even go out for yourself. Don't make your pastor out of your God or your Lord or your Jesus. He said, I'm a jealous guy. You can't put them back before me because God will cause something to happen. Love your pastor. Honor your pastor. Respect your pastor, the man, woman, or God. But don't put them before God. Don't make them out of your out of God. You don't worship the man. Worship the God in the man. He's still a man in the flesh like any other man. Come on. He might fall. He might make error. What are we going to do? Pick him up. Keep praying for him. Strengthen him. Come on. Let the weak say that I'm strong. Let the poor say that I'm weak. The Bible say, when I have been overtaken in a fault, I must go and restore my brother and sister in the spirit of who? Meekness, humbleness. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to pray for you. I know you fail. I know you weak, but I ain't here to talk about you. I'm here to pray for you. Cover me until I get recovered. Let me say it one more time. Can you cover me until I get recovered? Can I say it one more time? Can you cover me until I get fully recovered? Ooh, don't tell me you're gonna cover me now. Don't play with the prophet. Don't play with me. If you're gonna cover me, you're gonna cover me. You ain't gonna talk about me. You're gonna ask no questions. I need you to just cover me. Cover me until I get fully recovered. So I get what I need to get at, then you don't have to cover me no more. Now I got to go cover somebody else till they get recovered. Can I get an amen right there? Hallelujah. I'm done, Pastor E. It's in your hand. God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My beautiful sister.
Bless the Lord.
On behalf of Pastor Eve, the Now Network family, and the listeners, we say thank you and all glory to God because you have blessed us. Blessed us with the word tonight for all of us to seek our Father, Him first. That, you know, that's one of my base scriptures. But I have learned that seek Him first and all His righteousness, and all, everything will be added unto you. So I say glory to God. But you were saying, I heard you on the end talking about covering in prayer. I mean, as you were speaking, I was saying, you know what? We have to, as the Jesus is in it, we have to be teaching. As the disciples, as teach us how to pray. You know, I've seen something on Facebook. Pastor, you put on there the Lord's Prayer today. And it said it took 25 seconds, Matthew 6, 9. We should be praying that. When people come and say, pray for me, we should be, we have to teach them how to pray, because that's one of the things as disciples Jesus wanted us all to do, just to pray. Pray to Him, pray to our Father, whatever's on our heart, whatever's on our mind, whatever's in our spirit. So praise God for you, Prophetess Lisa, and know all the time you are loved. And all the listeners, too. You have blessed us tonight, and we receive you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory.
Glory to God. You prayed a prayer earlier before the lines open. So right now, if you would like, you can share what's going on with your ministry, what's going on with your community, and then after that, we can end in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank God again for the opportunity. Thank God for the one that's listening. And praise God, the opportunity for Pastor E. Hamilton for giving me this every Thursday night opportunity to bring forth the word. I just want to thank God for the one that's on tonight. Amen. My spiritual father from California. Amen. My other sister, Prophet Latoya from Tallahassee, the one tell me neighbors on listen. Pastor Cover, I just thank God. If I didn't call your name, I'd take it for love on tonight. But I just want to know that in June the 24th, 25th, I will be having a women's conference. And God gave me the theme, say, will thou be made whole? Amen. And I'll be doing a speaking at a women's conference my own self on May the 10th. Amen. God has opened up doors for me. He said our gifts will make room for us. If we stay humble, if we stay in right standing with God, we continue to be holy, pure purification, the Father will open up doors for us. He said your gifts will make room for you. He said it's best someone adds up than to go up on our own. Come on, somebody. So I just want to thank God for what He's doing in my life. Amen. I allow Him to continue just to work on Lisa. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, take the mold out your own eyes. I don't have time to put a finger at nobody. Come on, somebody. We all are sinners saved by grace on tonight. We can't cast no stones on nobody, and we should be doing it anyway. Amen, somebody. So I don't know tonight. I'm just so excited. What the Father is doing in 2022, that means double blessing. Amen. So what do we need of tonight? I just want to encourage the body of Christ to stay in your place, stay in your position. Amen. And God is keep saying, keep calling for the wailing women. Keep calling for the mourning women. We must return back to the altar. We must return back to our first love. You know, this is what I was saying, y'all. I want to find somebody that got a baptism. I said, God, I want to be baptized over. I'm going to find somebody. I got to put it on Facebook. Who got a baptism? Take me to the river. I don't care. It's just something. I'm just desiring the purification. I decided to be pure. I want to be holy. When I stand before God, when I go in and pray for my sister, my brother, I don't want to go in doing all this repent. I want to be able to go in to the inner court and begin to intercede, stand in the gap for them, and begin to decree and declare the miracle, the breakthrough, the healing, the manifestation. Hallelujah. I want to be to go back on St. Matthew 6:33. I want to go back to St. Matthew 7, not just wait a night, St. Matthew 7 and 7. Eight for my sister, my brother. But we got to be in right standing with God. We can't go before God for nobody. We're not in right standing with God. Hallelujah.
I don't want a God to depart from me. Work up iniquity. I know you not. You prophesied in my name. You lay hands on the sick. But he said, depart from me. Why he going to say that? Because our sins, the things that we doing, ungodly things. Come on, somebody. There's no way you can't live a holy life. There's no way you can't be saved. You got to desire that. It ain't God's will that no soul shall be lost. He said, it is my will that all souls shall be saved. Hallelujah. So tonight, I'm just excited, y'all, what God is doing in every takeout. It don't belong to us. It belongs to God. Amen. I thank God for the connection in California. Pastor E, Pastor Terry, Pastor Vine, different ones that I'm connected with. And my connection is really not even my surrounding town area. It's out of other states, out of city. Come on, somebody. I just thank God what God is doing. I just want to thank God again for this opportunity. Amen. Give Pastor E my love. I'm Pastor Terry. Tell him I miss him tonight, but I'm pretty sure he's on another assignment. But I'm going to pray us out tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Terry, you have anything to say before I close us out in prayer?
No, I'm just saying I've been blessed. You have blessed me with this scripture and all the scriptures. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to close out in prayer. The next time, Pastor E be on the line, he opens the line that people can say something. But anyway, sometimes it's good for us just to digest the word. Amen. So tonight, y'all, let's just digest this word on tonight. And just don't take what I said. Go back and read the scripture. If you didn't get it all, call me or text me. And I'll give you the scriptures because we go back and read them over and over again. As we read them, let's apply. Let's do it. Let's just not read and don't get no understanding what we read. Amen. We got to be in light. The word is good. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. God, lifting up every woman, every man of God on this line tonight. God, I pray that you will touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their spirit on tonight, that they will allow this word, God, to be digested inside of them, God. They will apply this word, God. They will do what the word, oh Lord, say, seek, you shall find. Knock and doors shall be opened. Lord, let them walk in total obedience unto you tonight, God. I thank God for this opportunity to allow me to speak a now word for your people on tonight. And God, I just ask you right now that you will cover every man, every woman, God, on this line tonight. I ask you, Father God, you will cover Pastor E tonight. Whatever he's doing, God, you cover that man of God on tonight, God. I decree and declare tonight, God, if we take this word, what you spoke through my lips of clay, if we apply this word, we do the word, we walk in faith, God, we'll see manifestation. You said you were asking. Add all of you what you see unto us. All we have to do is but see first the kingdom of God first on tonight. So God, I thank you for another opportunity that you allow me to speak over your people. Let the word digest tonight, God. And we all share good sleep, good rest and peace tonight, God. I heard the Lord said somebody's heart is troubled tonight. But St. John 14:1 said, let not your heart be troubled tonight. I decree and declare the release. I decree and declare that a breakthrough. I decree and declare a miracle. I pray peace over you tonight. Whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is tonight, God said you got to release it and give it to him tonight. Hallelujah. We say when your heart is overwhelmed, he will lead you to a rock that's higher than. Who is that rock, Jesus Christ, on tonight? God, I pray for your people tonight, right now. I pray the peace of God rest up on you tonight, God. I thank you tonight. God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight. I thank you for this opportunity tonight, God. And Lord, I praise your name on tonight. I worship you in spirit and truth. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. Amen. Everybody have a blessed night. Get you some good rest and sleep. Go back and read that word. Let it digest in you. Let it absorb in you. And apply the word. Principles, do it.
If you do it, you'll see the miracles. Have a blessed night. I love you all. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you, Father.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.